Grassroots Marketing continues here on CannabisRadio.com with the founder of a Chicago-based luxury edible brand called The Bettering Company. And my guest, who is the founder of it, is, first of all, had a 35-year career in the finance sector, focused primarily on growth companies and startups, including 14 years on Wall Street and building an energy company. Now he decided to go into the craft cannabis edibles market. But he's already been in here for a while. And so far, there's a big announcement where The Bettering Company has now made their way into the great state of New York, building their line of products and being put across and going forward. And we know that the mission for the company is to craft consistently confused cannabis edibles that prioritize health and wellness using minimal ingredients for health-conscious consumers with who value taste and quality. I'm here with Mark Cozy. Mark, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jorge, for having me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. So what we have now is The Bettering Company taking premium chef-crafted vegan gluten-free THC gummies and chocolates. By the way, I got to make mention of the packaging, what it looks like. I feel like it's something I would see like out of a shelf at Whole Foods or Fresh Market. It really has that, definitely that gloss, like that letter. Here's the words on the packaging. The packaging itself is just very much, I almost feel like it's definitely going for a higher value consumer, obviously, that wants to have something very, very much, not so much luxury, but more high end of products. I feel like that's where it comes from that. And you just recently made it into the New York State cannabis market. So coming from where you originally come from with Chicago, what states are you at right now with Bettering Company where your products can be found?
For sure. So we launched, as you mentioned, in Illinois, focusing primarily on the Chicagoland area. And it was a logical for us next step to pursue New York. I've lived in New York 4 times previously. And even when I wasn't living there, I would travel to New York extensively. So New York is very much my home away from home. And so New York got off to a slow start for rec cannabis.
Right. But it still is going on a slow start. Let's just make that point. Look, continue to go through. I haven't done an episode lately about New York State and the obstacles with it. The last thing I know I reported about them was that Governor Hochul wanted to do a full revisit of the entire process, just to go through and kind of do a whole overhaul of the Cannabis Control Board and the issues that are going on with that, the licensing process, et cetera. But now Chicago and New York specifically, very similar for the urban center, a lot of street walking coming into the stores, coming into the dispensaries and looking for products. You know, when you look at what your demographic is, the people that are going to be buying gummies, based also what Chicago and New York have in similarities of their consumables market, what is it that you look at that initially you're targeting big cities with your product? So what is it that you do with the product to make sure that the right people get their hands on it?
Yeah, so I think that we are targeting consumers who care about what they ingest. There are many edibles out there which are totally fine, but they're really, as I like to describe them, cannabis delivery vehicles. So they're a way for a consumer to ingest, you know, X milligrams of cannabis. We designed our products for a perhaps more discerning consumer, someone who cares about flavor, dosing, effects, packaging, as you pointed out, all of those factors. And what we've done in New York that is new to our brand is that we've really focused on effects. And to drive effects, we're using minor cannabinoids. So for instance, we have a midnight cherry slumber gummy product. And I'm a terrible consumer, a terrible sleeper. And for me to consume our own products helps my sleep dramatically. And the way we've created the product is each gummy has 10 milligrams of THC and then 10 milligrams of CBN. and 5 milligrams of CBD. And it's our belief and our learning that the three of those cannabinoids combined are kind of the holy grail for sleep. And then we've got another SKU, which is lemon zest. And that is an energized SKU, which could equally be called party as the effect. And in that case, we're combining 10 milligrams of THC with 5 milligrams of THCV. So it's on the opposite end of our slumber SKU. The energized SKU is really fantastic if you're going to an afternoon party or you're going to a DJ show at night. It really provides kind of an all-encompassing, energizing mood.
Now, what I'm noticing is you are putting some of the feelings that you're going to have once you consume when it comes to either chill out, laugh, slumber, focus, and energize. Is that something that you're starting to do now? Because I know it's on the website. It definitely shows the products in terms of their flavors. But is that something now that you're looking at that you want to go ahead and encompass what the feelings are going to be once you take that chocolate or gummy, one of those that the Bettering Company offers?
For sure. And we did not have the effects in the minor cannabinoids to such a grand degree as we have in New York. And we are actually going to relaunch some of our gummy SKUs in Illinois this fall, because they're just the products we have in New York. One, are effective, and two, they're being so well received by consumers.
And the idea is also, when you are putting these out, your dosage is pretty standard in terms of going with 10 milligrams of THC, but then the part when it comes to the slumber, adding CBD and CBN into the mix, or a CBG into a focus with a raspberry mandarin. When it comes to the flavor palette and what you decide to go with, you know, a lot of consumables are out there in the market, also on the same shelves as yours. What do you feel like makes it that it stands out more, and where you feel like, especially with New York, when you get people that are just coming off the street, coming into the stores, you're getting into some great shops right now. Obviously, right in the middle of the action, whether it's in Union Square, Fifth Avenue, downtown Brooklyn, you are working your way in now. And you got to have that moment of the split second of getting somebody to go ahead and catch your product and some of the flavor components that you've chosen to do when it comes to the Himalayan salt dark chocolate or an oat milk chocolate or no blood orange or a fennel fig. Take me into the whole thought process of what you're getting people to go ahead and find your products and why, you know, what's making it much more feasible for them to grab your products over others.
For sure. And we really view
Omaha Steaks Black Friday deals landed early. We're talking 50% off site wide and an extra 20% off select favorites, including incredible deals on USDA certified tender Omaha Steaks. These are the deals you've been waiting for all year. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site wide and an extra 20% off select favorites at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code Black Friday at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Our gummies as gummies 3.0.
Uh-huh.
1.0 was at the emergence of rec, mom and pop brands in California and Colorado, which were perfectly fine. And then 2.0 is when some of the larger players got into the market, and they're certainly doing very well. And consumers like their products. But just like vodka or craft beer or anything, there's an evolution of consumer tastes and product offerings. And so what we did to create what we again term our gummies 3.0 is we worked with a chef in Chicago who had worked for a very large cannabis company. He was frustrated with the cannabis company's unwillingness to iterate and to experiment and to really take it to the next level. And so he helped guide us to some of these more unique flavors that we're offering. And it's not only the flavors per se, but it's the ingredients. So for instance, we're using real fruit in our gummies, and the blood orange, in our blood orange flavor, we're using a blood orange concentrate of sorts that we're buying from a craft producer in the US, which we think is quite unique. The chocolates that we have right now are only available in Illinois. Eventually, they will be available in New York. And we've got two SKUs. One is Himalayan salt, dark chocolate. And everything is vegan, gluten-free, and organic, except for the distillate, which is not available in either Illinois or New York as organic. And then we have oat milk chocolate, which is also organic, vegan, and gluten-free. And so, again, we're just trying to, you know, take it to the next level. And we think discerning consumers in Illinois and New York will appreciate and are appreciating the just the extra level of care that we're putting into all of this.
So far, you're getting the product out more into New York. And when you look at things, what is it that you look at in terms of the expansion and growth of the product? And, you know, the targeting of which areas you decided to go ahead and launch the brand, any differences, any similarities from what you did in Illinois, say like if you have a store in Rockford or a store in downtown Brooklyn, any change in the approach?
Not in terms of product formulation per se, but what we learned in Illinois is that consumers, there are certain consumers that want very high dose products. So we introduced in the spring, macro mango gummies, and they're single servings. One is 25 milligrams per piece, single serving. One is 50 milligrams per piece, single serving. And products like that are popular in certain markets and not so popular in other markets. In New York, there currently isn't that flexibility to offer those sorts of dosed products. If there comes a time where there is an opportunity to do that, I'm sure we'll adapt and do that if we think the market is there. We are going to launch some new gummy SKUs in New York, probably around November 1st or so. We haven't officially announced anything, so I'll withhold what we're going to launch, but it will be some additional gummy SKUs. And what we're doing is responding to, I think, 7 or 8 bartenders or general managers or dispensary owners have requested that we create these products for their consumers. So that sort of feedback is, you know, we're grateful for that feedback and input.
Now, one of the other areas that's very important for what you're doing is Bettering Company talks about your pride of being one of the few LGBTQIA plus founded cannabis companies in the US, because you do a lot of work with various nonprofits in tandem with the launch in New York State, that you're pledging a portion of all your New York proceeds to LGBTQIA plus charitable organizations in New York and Illinois, including the Howard Brown Foundation in Chicago. And, you know, we know we've talked to other companies that definitely go towards that particular community in particular by having the founders be, you know, representing themselves as part of the LGBTQIA plus community, but also giving back to that community. Can you expand a little bit on what else you do in terms of that community and what it is that you've been helping out with, where that give back goes to?
For sure. The, my husband and I, and my co-founder, Drake Nickel, are very close to Howard Brown Health, Howard Brown Foundation here in Chicago, and in particular, the Broadway Youth Center, which provides essential services to homeless youth. And homeless youth are, homeless queer youth are 4 times more likely to be homeless than their counterparts. And so for us, it was a no-brainer to partner with Howard Brown Health. In New York, we will partner with a local New York State queer-focused charitable organization. We're in discussions with a couple of them, And I'm actually going to be in New York next week and hope to finalize the organization with which we'll partner in New York. And the idea is, as we go into different states, we'll have a local partner charity in each state that we'll work with.
Fantastic. Been here with Mark Cozy, the founder of The Bettering Company. And by the way, for those who want to go and check out the website, go ahead and look right now at thatsbettering.com, THATS, bettering.com. And as people look at the website, obviously the gummies and the chocolates are made available. Tell me about those that are able to go and order it. Is it right now just New York and Illinois? And in terms of where else are you looking to go ahead and expand the brand to?
We want to expand to New Jersey and Ohio next. And we're in discussions with a couple of different entities in New Jersey and how we would enter there, and very preliminary discussions about Ohio. But those are two states that I like a lot. I've spent a lot of time in both of those states, and we think they're really great growing markets. And we think our product would resonate well in both of those states.
All right, wonderful. Mark Cozy, founder of The Bettering Company. Thank you again for being on with us. Again, website is thatsbettering.com, THATS, bettering.com. Thank you for being on. Really appreciate it.
Jorge, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.